let me ask you about the transition from recording for a small label like Fantasy to moving to Columbia, and how that was different for you. I mean, how did that change things, all of a sudden working for a major label?
Well, when you consider that we were using Ampex maybe for the first time, our first session for Fantasy was with the trio. We had a three-hour session. At about 2.5 hours, we had to realize that the Ampex was not running at a steady, it would go flat or sharp. Weiss Brothers said, we've got to go to acetate, which was right there, mm-hmm. and do four tunes, and then we'll be all right. So we did four tunes. One tune, Russell says, we repeated. The others were just first take, and our first session was made in a half hour, four sides. The Weiss Brothers usually referred to my music as garbage. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which off?
Yeah, they made a lot of money off.
when you'd be in the studio, and somebody would say, "Okay, let's go with this garbage," you know, it's no way to feel good about what you're about to do. And you're new in studios and you want to have a certain dignity. The word garbage always stuck in my mind.
I remember I met Max Weiss and I did a long interview with him. He told me, not a jazz guy, I've never been a jazz guy, and my philosophy is you can't fall in love with the product. It's just the product.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah.
And Saul Weiss must have been an excellent recording engineer, because those old trio things are so well done. Sometimes I think with maybe one microphone. Yeah. Now it takes us seven mics on the drums, balance and all that.